Ken Krawchuk here, and welcome to episode 246 of the Pennsylvania Project. Who could believe it? As you may know, here at the Pennsylvania Project, our vision is a better Pennsylvania. To achieve that vision, our mission is to boldly showcase the political, cultural, and environmental challenges facing contemporary Pennsylvania, and to relentlessly, vigorously, methodically, ruthlessly, and doggedly pursue correct solutions. Not necessarily in that order. But more important than solving the problem correctly, as we all know, is to solve the correct problem, even if it takes almost 5 years to do so and then another 3 years to cap it off. We have a bipolar episode planned for today. And as you may know, here at the Pennsylvania Project, each episode traditionally focuses on one or more of three groups of people. You, them, and me. The You segment is all about you, your questions, your opinions, your solutions, your whatevers. And rather than a call-in format, we utilize an email-in format. So if you have something to say, you can always drop us a line at pennsylvaniaproject.com. But we are not doing the You segment today, nor am I going to do the Me segment. That's the part where I rant about something that really sticks in my craw. And we're not going to do the Them segment either, which means no guest. Yeah, I know. It sounds like we're not going to do anything. But wait, there's less. In a unique departure from our ancient traditions, we are not going to be featuring a Pennsylvania Toastmaster to read our live commercials. Yep, that's it. No narrator. That's because today's show will be pretty much commercial-free. You're welcome, by the way. And in another departure from tradition, we will not be featuring a Pennsylvania Toastmaster to read and help respond to whatever comes into our mailbag and join in on discussions with our guest. That's because today we have neither mailbag nor guest. So why have a cohort? Well, we don't. So, as you may surmise, since we have neither narrator, cohort, nor guest, it'll just be you and little old me for the next half hour. That's because today is a very unique episode, as you can tell from the hat, from the Ken K for PA shirt, from the silly season that we're in the middle of. Very unique episode, because not only will I be making no fewer than two momentous announcements, depending on where you're hearing this, there'll be one of two very different outcomes. Interesting. This is like a choose-your-own-adventure episode. What the heck am I talking about, I hear you cry? Well, here's a hint. For those of you listening live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, it is 4 p.m. on Christmas Day, 2023, maybe 4:07 about now. So let me wish you all a heartfelt Merry Christmas, peace on earth, and goodwill towards men and women and children and all those in between and all those who are maybe not in between. Anyway, for those of you who are listening to the podcast version, not the live version, it was just released on Tuesday. Tuesday is New Year's Eve in 2025. So let me wish you all a heartfelt happy old year, what's left of it, that is, and a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. And the same goes to our live radio audience once 2026 finally rolls around. Well, now that I've confused things immensely, let me suggest you grab a beer, kick back, and allow me to explain. And after my long-winded explanations, I'll be making those two momentous announcements. But first, let's start with a little bit of Pennsylvania Project history, just for the context of it all. The Pennsylvania Project was conceived in March of 2019, when out of the blue, I got a call from one of the honchos here at WWDB Talk Radio in Philadelphia. He had one of the most outrageous questions I have ever been asked. He said, "Ken, how would you like to have your own weekly talk radio show?" Me? A talk radio show? A weekly talk radio show? I'm telling you, it took a couple seconds for it to sink in. And my first response was a stupid question. What would I say? Well, the guy replied, "Anything you want." Can I have guests on the show? Anything you want. Can I? Ken, you're not listening. Anything you want. Every week. Well, I tell you, a couple seconds went by in silence, gears turned, and I smiled. Game on. In less than a month, on April 13th, 2019, to be precise, episode 1 of the Pennsylvania Project aired. But that episode wasn't planned to be aired. It was supposed to be a practice run, a test show, a shakedown of the equipment, the people and processes, and all the nuances that go into producing a quality radio show. Not to mention practicing the pattern we established for all future episodes. You, them, and me. Let me take a quick diversion here to explain how the production of Episode 1 finally shook out. Since it was Episode 1, we had no listener questions, obviously. Instead, for the you part, I introduced myself, plus the standard you, them, me format that we've been following ever since, until today. That introduction served as the you part for Episode 1. Then comes the them part. Well, we did not have a real guest. Our guest that episode was a test guest, just to practice, to see how things might work. The test guest we used was a 17-year-old high school senior named Siddharth Paratkar. Siddharth was the host of a popular WordPress podcast titled Parties and Policies, and the son of a Toastmaster, which is how I ran into the guy. Siddharth had reached out to me the week before because he had questions about libertarianism that he wanted to answer on his podcast. And who better to answer such questions than me? Well, probably lots of people, but I figured I would give it a try anyhow. And rather just answer his questions over the phone or something like that, I figured I could kill two stones with one bird by having him ask his questions on the air as a test guest. And lucky for me, he agreed. And lucky for the show, what with him being a minor and all, his Toastmaster dad also agreed. No surprise, Toastmasters. So that took care of the two-thirds of the test show, the you and the them. But what about the me part? What about my first rant? Well, you're not going to believe this, but the rant that I did for that show was pretty much oxymoronic. It was all about how much I hate talk radio. Truth, I'm telling you. Yet there I was, the hater, hosting a talk radio show. And as another aside, there are two main reasons I hate talk radio. I might as well let you know. First reason are the callers. I don't know, is it me or do they take way too long to get to the point? You know, your typical talk show guest reminds me of one particular little old lady from one of my governor campaigns. When the Q&A section started, she stood up and said, "Young man, I have a question. I was talking about it with my lady friend the other day. We were at McDonald's and we always go there for lunch, and I always like to get their salad. But I've noticed that the tomatoes aren't quite as big anymore and the lettuce must have been from last year. I remember how they used to be a lot crisper," and she went on and on and on, blah, blah, blah. And all I could think of was, "Come on, lady, get to the point." I learned that day why the League of Women Voters uses index cards for listener questions, just to avoid the run-on questions from questioners like that that have a bad case of verbal diarrhea. Any case, and she's not the only annoying type, the long questions. They're the ones that are too nervous to speak coherently. They always start off by saying things like, "Well, like, you know," and if they eventually do ever manage to communicate, their ideas aren't exactly well thought out. They say things like, "Medicare for all," without saying how to pay for it, or even weigh the good versus harm it might do. It's kind of like our resident leftist, Bernie McCann, but I digress. So what do I think about callers like that? Well, to quote the 20th century satirist Tom Lehrer, quote, "I feel that if a person can't communicate, the very least he can do is shut up." We're joined Toastmasters, in my opinion, but again, I digress. Anyway, it's those bumbling live callers that make my first big complaint about talk radio. But that's only number one. The second thing I hate about talk radio are the times when nobody calls. Nobody at all. What do you do with the silence? You twiddle your thumbs waiting? Have a B-list of topics help fill the dead air? I'm telling you, neither of those make for great radio, by the way. So the solution to that silence and the solution to the crappy callers is not to have silence or crappy callers at all, solving the correct problem here. So rather than a call-in format, we used an email-in format instead, and you know that. Problem solved. That email approach also solved another problem that we never anticipated that we might have. Now think about it. Live callers means that the show must be recorded live, duh, which means we're on a hard schedule. You would have to be there all the time, at the same time, week after week after week. And I'm sure that hard schedule is sure to get in the way of vacations, and I take a lot of them. And what happens if I get stuck in traffic on my way to the station? Disaster, that's what happens. So to get around all that, we pre-recorded most every show on a prior Thursday afternoon. That's exactly what I'm doing today. And we use emailed questions and no live callers. the correct solution to the correct problem solved again. Well, getting back to the whole test show and the concept of it, once we were done with that first episode, everyone was surprised about it. Most of all, me. The test came off so well that we just ran with it. So at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 13th, 2019, the Pennsylvania Project made its debut on WWDB Talk Radio with a test show. And the rest, as they say, is history. Okay, enough retrospective. And that's likely to be enough history, maybe more than enough, but I'm digressing again. Getting back on point here, what does all that have to do with the confusion I sowed at the top of the show? Is this Christmas Day 2023? Am I wearing this hat in vain? Or is it New Year's Eve, 2025? Well, the easy answer, it's both. Here's why. Back around episode 150, the show's producer, Mark Bazzacco, took his leave, and he moved out of the Philadelphia metro area. Took up residence in the Poconos with his lady, and he left me to carry the entire load by myself. Back in those days, the show was a full half hour, and that was proving to be way too much for any one person to manage. So, rather than end the Pennsylvania Project outright, we cut it down to a half hour per episode. Now, that was a lot more manageable for me, and for the last 2 years, we followed that shortened format, and I love it. Unfortunately, there is still one major loose end left dangling by Mark's departure. One of his jobs as producer was to queue up each episode such that it went out to all the popular podcast providers, places like iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and so on. And with his departure, all that stopped. And it took a long time before I realized it stopped. Bottom line is that there are about 100 episodes or so that were aired but never distributed as podcasts. They're sitting around gathering dust, or gathering electrons, I should say, but I digress again. Anyway, starting next week, on the first Tuesday of next year, those unreleased episodes will finally begin to be released and continue to be released week after week after week until we finally catch up with reality. Following that plan, according to my calculation, this episode, which is number 246, that will be released on New Year's Eve, 2025. So if you're listening to the Pennsylvania Project via podcast, you won't hear me speaking these words until then. But if you're listening to WWDB on the radio, you're hearing them live on Christmas Day 2023. Does that make sense? I hope so. But the next question is, what happens next? What happens after Christmas Day 2023? What happens after New Year's Eve in 2025? Two momentous questions. And this is where two momentous announcements come in. The first announcement is, drum roll, I am throwing my hat in the ring to run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2026. Yep, you heard it here first publicly. It's Ken Krawchuk for governor, Ken K for PA in 2026. And running as a libertarian, no less, of course. And you can see my shirt, kenkforpa.com. I have all the pieces in place already. I have a campaign manager, a treasurer, a webmaster, social media guru, graphic designer, and much, much, much more. All the key players are already in place for my run for Pennsylvania governor in 2026. And of course, there's that campaign website already set up. Be sure to check it out. Just read my shirt, kenk4pa.com. And it doesn't matter if it's for the digit or F-O-R, they both take you to the same place. Even better, not only are all the major pieces in place for a 2026 gubernatorial run, I've already completed two statewide tours to woo the delegates who will be attending the Pennsylvania Libertarian Party convention in early 2026. For those who may not know, that's a necessary step to ensure that I can secure the party's nomination by convincing the delegates at the convention to vote for me. No delegates, no nomination. Since I started campaigning almost 3 years before the election, I'm hoping that ought to be enough for a head start to scare off any competition, but we'll see. It's all pretty exciting if you ask me, so don't bother asking. Instead, if you're listening to this episode via podcast, be sure to tune in next week because there'll be some changes made in the Pennsylvania Project. Specifically, the Pennsylvania Project is going to morph. Rather than the old you, them, us format, you, them, me format, the Pennsylvania Project will be dedicated exclusively to my run for governor of Pennsylvania. That means we'll be covering Pennsylvania politics a lot closer. not only covering the shenanigans that are going on in Harrisburg, but also living up to our vision of a better Pennsylvania, thereby fulfilling the mission to boldly showcase the political, cultural, and environmental challenges facing contemporary Pennsylvania, and to relentlessly, vigorously, doggedly, etc., pursue correct solutions. And it all starts with our next episode next week on the first Tuesday of the new year of 2026. But that's all you podcast listeners. What about the radio listeners? What about those of you who listen to WWDB in Philadelphia? And those of you who tune into our Facebook simulcast every week? That leads me to my second momentous announcement. Drumroll. Today will be the last episode of the Pennsylvania Project on WWDB. Much to the radio station's dismay, I will not be renewing my contract for 2024. This is it. Episode 246 will be the end, at least for now, that is, because in January 2026, I plan to return to the airwaves with episode 247 of the Pennsylvania Project, of a reborn Pennsylvania Project, a Pennsylvania Project still dedicated to the vision of a better Pennsylvania, except from the political vantage of a race for governor. So the bottom line here is that for the next 2 years, I will be abandoning the airwaves while releasing all of the undistributed episodes of the Pennsylvania Project, one a week, for the next 2 years. So although I'm going away from a radio point of view, I'm not going anywhere. So there you have it. Two momentous announcements. First, I will seek the Libertarian Party nomination for Pennsylvania governor in 2026. And second, this will be the last episode of the Pennsylvania Project to air on WWDB or any station for the next 2 years. So if you're a podcast listener, hey, no problem. You have no break in episodes. Episode 247 drops next Tuesday. And if you're a WWDB or Facebook listener, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wait 2 whole years before the next episode drops. All right. Well, with all that momentous stuff out of the way, I see we still have a lot of time on the clock. So rather than just signing off, getting a beer and going home, and seeing how this is the holiday season, it's true whether you're in 2023 or 2026, I thought it appropriate to spread a little bit of holiday cheer. And the best way I know how to do that is with the music of a man whose works have been featured in the past here on the Pennsylvania Project. The same man that I quoted here earlier in this episode. He is that great satirist of the last century, Tom Lehrer. The guy is an enigma to himself. He graduated from Harvard. He teaches mathematics at Harvard and several other schools. And he does a lot of satirical music. I first heard him, when I was 13 years old. He did songs for a show called That Was the Week That Was. I heard a lot of them back then. And he's still doing it. The man is still around. He is in his 90s. And just last year, he did the entire world a huge favor. He took his entire catalog of music, 40, 50, 60 songs. I don't know how many there are. He took them all and put them into the public domain. One of them, and one of my favorites, is titled A Christmas Carol. And when it comes to solving the final problem of filling the final few minutes of airtime of the Pennsylvania Project in the middle of this holiday season, aside from wearing this nice silly hat, which, by the way, I got from a Viagra salesman. Anyway, I can think of no better way than to play The Christmas Carol by Tom Lehrer. Yes, I could simply recite it myself, and I do that at a lot of Toastmaster holiday gatherings. But there's no way that I could do as decent a job as the man who wrote it, especially the parts where he's singing the Christmas carols. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, and all you others that are in between, I give you Tom Lehrer singing A Christmas Carol.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a T, a 4. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle. Hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
I love that guy. I'm telling you, I grew up with his music, which might have some impact on my sense of humor or my sense of politics and other things like that. He's got a bunch of other songs about a lot of things that went on. He does one about Wernher von Braun, about how we got him from Germany, but he doesn't care about nuclear bombs. He says things like, once the rockets are up, who cares where they come down? It's not my department, says Wernher von Braun. Anyway, thank you, Tom Lehrer, and thank you for that gift of your entire music catalog. I know I'll be using it again. Hey, I'm looking, and we still have time left on the looking at the clock there. So since I've announced that I'm running for governor, I thought it might be nice to play a political-related song. And I want to sneak in a song that I never even knew existed until episode 132, which is, what, a couple years ago. It's nothing less than the official Pennsylvania state song. I didn't even know Pennsylvania had an official state song. And by the way, every state has one except New Jersey, but I'm not going to go into that. In any case, the official state song, we did it here on the Pennsylvania Project back in episode 132. But with the lyrics that were updated to reflect the results of the badly mismanaged pandemic. The song is sung by Olivia Falasca, another 17-year-old, the daughter of one of our Toastmaster cohorts, Bridget Falasca. I'm telling you, this is a good one, and you blame me for the lyrics, but the beautiful voice, blame it on Olivia. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, and all those of you in between, I give you Olivia Falasca.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, shameful is your name, steeped in taxes and corruption. Object of disdain, where leaders stole the people's freedom, tyranny defined, till the wrongful lockdown's ending, free the countryside. Pennsylvania, 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 cursed by wolf's own hand, wrecking local family restaurants, shutdowns cross the land, disrupted schooling gave our parents reason to complain. May the voices of tomorrow forgive you your shame. Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, may your future be filled with honor everlasting, unlike your history.
Oh, that's great. And I can't wait for my opponents to say, you should hear what he did for the Pennsylvania song. Yeah, I want them to play that about how they ruined Pennsylvania with the lockdowns and everything. In any case, on that momentous note, that's going to have to wrap it up for episode 246 of the Pennsylvania Project. My thanks to WWDB for hosting the show for these last 5 years, because it has been nothing short of a blast. So what do you think about my gubernatorial plans, or the hiatus for the Pennsylvania Project, or anything somewhat Pennsylvania-related? If you have something to say, we would still love to hear you. You can contact us at pennsylvaniaproject.com, right after you sign that education petition, that is. And you can hear us there, too, as well as on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and a plethora of other popular podcast providers. Like all 44 episodes before this one, today's episode is courtesy of Amendment 16 Limited and produced live in the studios of WWDB Radio for the last time, broadcasting in Philadelphia at 860 on the AM dial this coming Monday, Christmas Day at 4 p.m., and only this Monday. And the backlog of unreleased episodes will also be released as a podcast starting every Tuesday at pennsylvaniaproject.com. Our webmaster is Stephen Worley. Our official bartender is Tom Kehoe. Our past official bartender is Brooke Smith. Keyboard wizard playing in the background there is Joe the Pag, the only other person who's been on every episode except me. Our radio producer is Sam Whalen, doing a great job as always. Past radio producers include Britt Kronberger, Mike Cherico, Wes Wagner, and Matt Minarek. Past technical producers include Paul Nicotera and J.T. Schultheis. And our past executive producer up there in the Poconos, Mark Bazzacco. Not to mention the 33 Toastmaster past cohorts, the 128 past Toastmaster narrators and guests, and of course, me, your caster, Ken Krawchuk. Thanks for joining us. And remember, more important than solving the problem correctly is to solve the correct problem, regardless of when you distribute the solution or how. And please remember, vote Libertarian and vote for me, Ken Krawchuk, Libertarian for Governor. Because if you keep on voting the way you've been voting, you're going to keep on getting just what you've been getting. And I don't know about you, but I have had enough.